From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister said President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. Trump made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. Now, the North Korean foreign minister Ri Yong-ho has spoken to Russia's TASS news agency. He said, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N. Ri said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. Now the South Korean foreign ministry is saying that senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested there should be a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Trump's comments on the size of the arsenal, which is now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July. NBC stated that, citing the recollections of three people who were there. Trump was responding to a briefing that charted the steady reduction in the size of the country's stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated he wanted a bigger arsenal, the network said. Officials at the meeting were reported to have voiced surprise at the president's suggestion and explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News. The Islamic State